What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Inside the Five. It's Griff.
It's Will.
It's Tob.
And today we're going to be reviewing all of the week three games. We're going to be going into each game, predicting the spreads for each game, as well as giving our lock of the weeks. We got a packed episode here, bunch of spreads, bunch of over-unders. We're going to take a few player props as well. Will, what do we say?
Let's do it.
All right, boys, welcome back to Inside the Five. Let's get things started with week three of the NFL season. It started with Thursday night football. We got the New York football Giants traveling to San Francisco to face the 49ers. Now, the 49ers are 11-point favorites with Saquon Barkley being out for the Giants. This can be a very difficult game. Will, what do you think about this game?
I got the 49ers covering the spread tonight. The Cowboys shut them out. I think the 49ers defensive is just as good as the Cowboys. I say they could have the potential to do the same thing, especially with Saquon out. That's a big factor. He played a big role in Sunday's comeback last week. I don't think they have a chance to even do that, even if they go down big. I'm rocking with the 49ers tonight.
Yeah, I think it's a big spread, but I think we all love the 49ers here, right, Stav?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the 49ers. I'm all over them. I love CMC. Two touchdowns tonight. That's plus 175 on some sports books. And I have him over rushing yards as well. You know, fun fact, he's minus 275 to score one touchdown, which I don't remember the last time a player was that high of odds to score one touchdown. That's pretty crazy to me. So I have him two touchdowns at plus 175, parlayed with his over rushing yards for plus 333 odds.
I love it. I love it. I obviously have the 49ers spread going tonight. I have a few player props as well for you. Favoring both sides, actually. I have Darren Waller over 45 and a half receiving yards. I have Brock Purdy at his normal line of over 1.5 plus passing touchdowns as well. I think the 49ers handle business tonight on Thursday night football, but let's get to the Sunday slate of games. We got a packed slate. We're going to start things off with an AFC matchup between the Indianapolis Colts traveling to Baltimore to face the Ravens. The Ravens are favored by 8 points, and I'm taking the Ravens here. I know Anthony Richardson has been doing his thing, but I'm not sure if he's playing in this game, right? I think he's still listed as questionable. I think that this is a big game for the Ravens run game, and I'm really excited to see Zay Flowers in this game. I have him getting into the end zone this game. I have the Ravens covering the spread. How about you, Stav?
Well, you brought up a good point. In my opinions really swayed on the fact if Anthony Richardson is playing or not. If Anthony Richardson is playing, I think that the Colts cover. I think that their offensive scheme is good against pretty much any single defense. Anthony Richardson, what he's done thus far in the season, has been nothing short of the most impressive thing that we've seen out of a rookie quarterback, out of most quarterbacks at the same thing, with that offensive line struggles, with no Jonathan Taylor, and to be honest, with not the best receiving core. I think he's legit. And I think he's good enough to cover this spread if he's playing. However, if Gardner Minshew's starting, Gardner's cool. He's fun to watch, but I don't think that they can cover 8. I bet the line will switch even a little bit more in favor of the Ravens. So that spread might be around 9.5, 10 if Gardner Minshew starts. I will take the Ravens in that case. But right now, I'm going to say the Colts with Anthony Richardson starting.
Like you said, Griff, I'm not sure if Anthony Richardson's even playing this Sunday. I'm going to go with the Ravens covering that spread. I think it's minus 8. I really like what the Ravens are doing. I think they're going to kind of open the playbook a little bit more this week. They have the opportunity to, especially against the Colts. I think Zay Flowers gets in the end zone this week, and I really do like the Ravens. Anything else from you guys? Any player props? Why don't we get right into the next game? We got the Titans at the Browns. We have the Browns minus 3.5 against the Titans. What do we say about this stuff?
Yeah, the Browns are due. The Browns haven't really played that well to the first 2 weeks of the season. I know week one was a little bit skewed with the weather that was there. They didn't play well on Monday Night Football against the Steelers, and we didn't really like what we saw out of that. I mean, offensively, Deshaun Watson's looked terrible, and he's been given the most guaranteed money of any single player in NFL history. He's yet to prove that. With Nick Chubb being out for the season with that gruesome injury, that sucks to see. But this is all on Deshaun Watson's shoulders. And whether or not he's worth that X amount of guaranteed money that he was given, now's his chance to prove it. Nick Chubb is out. You cannot rely on the run game as much as you could. I know Jerome Ford is all right, and you bring back Kareem Hunt, but this offense, it's going to have to change up their entire personality, essentially. You're going to have to throw the ball. You're going to have to move it down the field. And against a Titans defense that has been pretty good up to this point, I think the pressure's on Deshaun Watson. I think he's going to prevail. I have the Browns covering -3.5.
I was right there with you, Stav, until I saw the weather forecast for the time of the game. It's going to be a rainy game. And this would be a game that you'd think Cleveland would excel in. Obviously, though, Nick Chubb went down last week. Like you said, Jerome Ford, Kareem Hunt in that backfield. But in the other backfield, you got a man in Derrick Henry. And I think he's going to go for over 150 rushing yards. And I think he's going to get in the end zone twice in this game. And I think the Titans are going to win this game. If the rain is true, I love the Titans in this game. The Titans are just a team that loves to play in harsh conditions and use that to their favor. I love them in this game. Will, who do you got?
Muted.
Didn't let me click off. But I think I'm going to rock with the Browns this week. I know they don't have Nick Chubb. That was a very gruesome injury that happened on Monday. But I think this is a good opportunity for Deshaun to really show what he's about and really see what this Browns team is really made of other than the run. I feel like every single week, week in, week out, it's a story of the running backs with them. It's time to see what they can do more in the passing game.
Yeah, and I think that this passing game for the Browns is really going to progress throughout the year, and especially now with Nick Chubb being out, it's going to have to progress a lot quickly than it's kind of going on course to, and that's going to be a big adjustment for this game. That's why I think maybe the Titans pull out and they have a difficult time in the year, especially with the rain, but we're going to get into this next game. How about two upsetting teams? One in the AFC, one in the NFC, very similar teams between the Chargers and the Vikings. The Vikings at home, favored by 1 point. And Stav, we had this conversation on the last episode. I got to ride with my guys. It's the Chargers all the way through. There's just in a 50-50 game, this is exactly what we said. This is exactly the opposite of what we said. So this is 100% a biased pick. In a 50-50 game, it's all about heart. I don't think the Chargers play with any heart, but I'm going to take them like a dead man walking. Stav, you can combat me right now.
Yeah, I have the Vikings in this game, and I'm going to tell you why. This is a loser leaves town game. Pretty much whoever loses this game, their season's pretty much over, in my opinion. I don't think that either one of these teams can come back from being 0-3, especially with a more difficult schedule, and both in tough divisions, in divisions that have overexceeded in a way, with the Chiefs obviously being the best team in the NFL, according to some. The Vikings in a very competitive NFC North, where teams are going to win some games. We have the Lions up top and obviously the Packers. It's going to be hard to come back from 0-3. I have the Vikings in this. I think that the Vikings offense is too much for the Chargers to handle. I think that we see Justin Jefferson get in the end zone, and I think we see a lot more of Jordan Addison as well. I know he scored a touchdown last week against Philadelphia, but he only did that on 3 receptions. I think he gets his targets up. I think Hockenson gets into the end zone as well. I think it's just a little too much for this Chargers team to handle.
I'm going to have to stick with my guys week in and week out. I'm going with the Chargers. They have not played with a lot of heart, like you said, Griff, throughout the first two games of the season. I just don't think they can start 3-0. If they start 3-0, it's going to get only worse from there. I know Eckler's out again this week, but I think that opens up the pass game again. Keenan Allen saw 2 touchdowns last Sunday. I think Mike Will gets in a couple times this Sunday, so I'm going the Chargers -+1. And then next, we have the Broncos and the Dolphins. The Dolphins are favored in this game, -6.5. I think this might be one of the more interesting games that we have on the slate this week. What do we say, Stav?
Griff, take this one from me. I got to think for a second.
I was thrown off by the spread of this game. Going into this game, you think the Dolphins are going to win by 100 million points, but there's a lot of names on that injury report for the Dolphins, and it scares me. I'm still going to stick with them, though. I like them in this game, especially at home. It's going to be a beautiful.
What the fuck just happened?
They in Miami Griff. Gardens, and I think the Dolphins come out. I think the Dolphins handle business.
Yeah, Griff, you cut out a little bit there, but we got the gist of what you said. I'm with you. I have the Dolphins -6.5. This offense is too much for this Broncos team. The Broncos have yet to put together a full game, and I don't think it's going to happen against the Miami Dolphins on the road. That's a very tough environment to go into and play. probably in a game that's going to be 115 degrees on the sideline, muggy, humid. I can't see this Broncos team really putting it together. I'm with the Dolphins minus 6.5. And now, sticking in the AFC East, we have the New England Patriots traveling to MetLife Stadium to face the New York Jets. With this game was supposed to be a lot different. Obviously, we know that. We know that Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be playing. But going into this game, the Patriots have won the last 14 matchups against the New York Jets. And specifically, Zach Wilson has yet to prove that he's a starting caliber quarterback, especially against the Patriots. I love the Patriots in this. I'm all over them. Will, what do you have in this game?
I love the Patriots minus 2.5. Obviously not what we were expecting going into this matchup, knowing that Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be playing, obviously hurt. I think after, I'd say, honestly, back-to-back moral losses, I think we can take. I think we can take those two losses with a grain of salt. I think we come out, get our first win of the season. I think we're going to look pretty good. We're going to show what we have. And I like us minus 2.5.
In this episode, hello?
You're kind
of problems. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
We back? Usually I'm the guy that goes against the Patriots, but I love the Patriots this week, and I actually expect the Jets to lay an egg in this game. I think that this is a seeing ghost game. I think that this Patriots defense, this might be their best game of the year. I'm not going to say shutout watch, but it might happen. I think that the Patriots are the perfect matchup against the Jets. I even like them against the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. I just never told you guys. But I love the way that they play, and I think that it matches up the way that the Jets' offense is going to play this week, and I think the Patriots are just going to absolutely destroy them on defense. I love them so much. I love them so. It's actually insane how much I don't think I've ever loved them any more on a week than this week in the history of us recording the podcast.
Wow. That's an impressive feat, to be honest. I wasn't really expecting that.
I love them. And obviously, they're my lock of the week. That's how much I love them. And we're going to go on to the next game here. We're going to keep an AFC East opponent. How about the Buffalo Bills minus 6 traveling to Maryland to face the Washington Commanders? The Commanders, obviously 2-0, a better record than Buffalo, but Buffalo heavily favored in this game. I do want to say I love the way that Sam Howell's been playing. He's been kind of one of those guys, like, I know Gardner Minshew's actually playing now, but he kind of reminds me of him. He goes out there and he's going to do everything he possibly can to try to win a football game. I just don't think it's going to be enough this week. But I do have them putting up a very strong fight. I know the spread is 6. I have the Commanders covering the spread. I don't expect them to win this game. I expect this to be a very close, gutsy win by Josh Allen. Maybe even they're down in the fourth quarter. They come back, win the game with a little bit of time left on the clock. I think it's going to be a fun game for Washington, especially with that defensive line. If Darren Payne plays in this game, they're fully healthy for the first time ever in the history of our existence. So I think it could be pretty exciting to see what they do on defense. I think Sam Howell's going to do everything he possibly can on offense and expose that Bills defense a few plays and keep it close, cover the spread. But I'm not a big fan of them winning. I love them covering the spread.
Yeah, I'm taking the opposite with that. I have the Bills minus 6 here. We saw how bad they could be week 1 against the Jets, how that offense really couldn't move the ball. And it's a very similar type of defense that the Commanders bring that the Jets did. And I think that prepared the Bills for what they can see. You're going to face a physical defensive line. Your offensive line has to hold up, but I don't think the secondary of the Washington Commanders can keep up with Josh Allen's arm and Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, all of these guys. It's going to be tough. And I have the Bills going on the road and covering minus 6. I think that they win this game by 10 to 14 points.
I'm going with the Commanders. I got them plus 6. I think this is the game where the Commanders kind of hang around in there and be annoying towards the Bills. They're going to be there fighting up with them the whole night. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep it real close, and that's why I like them plus 6. We move on to the next game of the week. We got Falcons at the Lions, Lions minus 3. I'm loving the Lions minus 3. I think this is the game where they can win by potentially 10 or more points. What do you think, Griff?
I love the Lions here too. I think this is actually going to be a fairly good game. I feel like the Falcons have put up a few good fights so far. And obviously they beat the Packers last week, who we'll get into in the next game. They got a good game coming up this weekend, and they're facing another team in the division. But it's going to be a hell of a game. I got the Lions coming out with it. I think at home, after losing against the Seahawks, you got to come back at home and defend your home. And Detroit is going to be a fairly good ball club this year. I like them over the Falcons in this one. Stop.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with both of you. This is a very big legitness test for the Lions. You know, you came out, I don't want to say flat last week, but the expectations were at an all-time high. You know, you're returning home after defeating the defending Super Bowl champions on the road. So you're expecting to come home and have a big win, and you lose in overtime to the Seattle Seahawks. Now it's time to come home and beat a bird that you couldn't beat last week. So I have the Lions -3 here. I think it kind of will be too much for the Falcons offense to do with Desmond Ridder in at quarterback. All right. Next game, staying in these two divisions with the NFC South and the NFC North, we have the Saints traveling to Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. The line is -1.5. I love the Packers here. Jordan Love, I think I've talked about him every single episode that we've had since we've started in week one, and I think that he just continues this streak. You know, you came off of a bad loss last week on the road against the Falcons. I think that this is a chance to go back home for your home opener and beat the New Orleans Saints, who are 2-0, who haven't really faced, in my opinion, anyone great. But, Griff, what do you have here in this game?
I'm a Saints guy through and through. I don't know what it is this season with this team. There's something in the air with me and the Saints, and I think that the Saints are the Vikings of last year and kind of going to go out there, and they're not really going to surprise anybody with wins, but they're going to win in all sorts of ways. They're going to get those tough wins. They're going to get those last-minute comebacks, and they're going to blow some teams out. But I think that this is going to be a tough game for them, obviously, at Lambeau. It's going to be a great test for their defense. And Jordan Love, like you said, the Saints haven't really faced anybody. But the defenses that Jordan Love has faced in the past couple of games haven't really been anything special. And I think that this is the toughest defense that he'll face so far. I think that they'll give him a run for his money. And I like the Saints in this game. Well,
I'm going to go with the Packers this week. Their home opener, I don't see them disappointing at home, especially with the home opener being that. But that's all I really have for this game. I think the Packers go in there and get the job done. Let's move it on to the Texans at the Jags. Jags being -8.5. And I love the Jaguars. I love what they're doing. I love everything about them. I'm hammering the Jags -8.5. What do we say, Stav?
Yeah, I'm all over the Jaguars. Obviously, I've been all over them all year. And this is a good opportunity for them to really dominate a divisional opponent. Again, a weaker one at that. I know CJ Stroud's been putting up numbers, but they've been garbage time numbers. I have the Jaguars here. I have ETN getting in the end zone. And I have Calvin Ridley also getting in the end.
I hate the Jags so much for what they did to me last week. I lost so much money on them. But I'm going to be a fool and I'm going to take them once again. I hate the Texans. We want to talk about teams I hate. I guess I just hate the AFC South at this point. The Texans stink. CJ Stroud stinks. And the Jags are going to go to the Super Bowl this year. So I'm going to take the Jags. I think they win by 3 touchdowns in this game. And I don't even think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be an ugly 3 touchdowns. And how about I move on to another game as the Seahawks, who I guess only know how to win in ugly ways this year, going up against the Panthers. We've had news that Bryce Young will not be playing in this game. So it will be Andy Dalton. With that being said, we're recording this on Thursday, the 21st. The spread is set at -6.5 in favor of the home team, Seattle Seahawks. I mean, you got to take the Seahawks this week. No Bryce Young. You got Andy Dalton. I'm actually kind of a little bit nervous. I think we could have exposed the rookie, but now we're going up against the vet. We're going to have to game plan a little bit differently. I still think we take care of business at home, and the Seahawks improve to 2-1 in the season. What do you think, Will?
I'm right there with you. I think the Seahawks take care of business at home. The Panthers suck. I don't think Andy Dalton even really makes that big of a difference for them. I think the Seahawks go out there, show who they are. I think they're going to play a solid game at home, and they get the win.
Yeah, I'm with that. I really don't see a world where the Panthers cover the spread. The Seahawks, this is kind of their opportunity to display what they've been doing all offseason at home. You know, I expect Jackson Smith and Jigba to get into the end zone for the first time in his career at home. That's probably a big shout right there.
How about we all place a player prop on that then this weekend?
I'll definitely place it. I'm all over that. I think that they really established the run as well, and I don't think Carolina can really keep up with what the Seahawks are going to do offensively. All right, next game on the slate. We have the Dallas Cowboys going to Arizona to face the Cardinals. Breaking news out of this game as well, Trayvon Diggs suffered a torn ACL today at practice. He's done for the season. That hurts that defense, the best defense in the NFL in my opinion, but that's why you go out and you get a guy like Stephon Gilmore to take down that number one corner spot. He's a guy, he's at the tail end of his career, but can still get it done. That pass rush can make any single player in the secondary look elite. So I'm not really too worried about the overall results of this team. I have the Cowboys covering 12.5 pretty easily in this. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a 35-7 game.
Yeah, and obviously that news is awful for the team. And I loved the first 2 weeks when those two were lining up across each other. That's one of the better cornerback duos in this league. So sadly, I would say the better of the two is out, but you still got a lot left in the tank out of Gilmore. But I don't know. There's something about this game, and there's something about the way that these two teams have played so far this season that's just telling me it's going to be a close one. I don't know why. I went against the Cowboys last week as well against the Jets, and they proved me wrong. But the Cardinals, they've played Washington, they've played the Giants, two subpar teams, and they've held close with them. Obviously, we know the Cardinals are the worst team of all time. But I am going to go with the Cardinals spread in this game. +12.5 at home after a tough loss last week at home where they had the lead for a while and gave it up to New York. I don't think they lead at any point in this game. I think they score a few explicit time touchdowns and we cover the spread.
Obviously, in light of the injury news, I kind of took a second look at this game. I'm still going with the Cowboys -12.5. Something does feel weird about it, but I also think Micah Parsons touches the quarterback literally every single play of the game. I don't see a world where they don't demolish the Cardinals. So I'm going to stick with my guts. I'm going to go Cowboys -12.5. Well, let's move over into Kansas City. We got the Bears coming into the Chiefs. We got Chiefs -13. What do we say, Stav?
Yeah, I'm all over the Chiefs here. There's so much going on with Chicago right now. A lot of distractions, a lot of misquoted people in the media, starting with your quarterback. There's a lot of players who are being questioned about their hustle on that team. There's just way too much for this team going on right now. Eberflus is definitely on the hot seat. And the Chiefs at home, this is Travis Kelce's homecoming, essentially. I almost said their home opener. They opened up at home, obviously, on week one. But this is the first time that we're going to see this team fully healthy with Chris Jones back at home. Obviously, they played last week. But you know what I'm trying to say. This is one of these games where I can just see the Chiefs absolutely demolishing them. I can see them putting up a 50 spot on the Bears, and the Bears might have to clean house this week. There's a lot going on there, way too many distractions, and that's the worst week to happen when you're facing the Kansas City Chiefs on the road.
They're going to lose by 500, and then Eberflus is going to get fired, and their general manager is probably going to have to move on as well. It's just another failed job from Chicago, which – is the story of that franchise, sadly. But the Chiefs are going to handle business. We all got it here. We all got the Chiefs. And with everything that's going on in Chicago, there's nothing good that's going to come out of that. All it's going to do is tank that quarterback's progression through his career, which is literally the last thing you want from a scrambling quarterback in the NFL, because when it comes down to it, those scrambling quarterbacks can't rely on their feet for all that long, especially if you want to go out there and win some rings. You got to let them progress through throwing it in the air, and they have done a terrible job at giving Justin Fields the opportunity to do that. The Chiefs are going to win by 40. Let's move on to the rest. We got three more games, all in prime time, starting with Sunday Night Football between two of the biggest in baddest teams in the NFL in the 1980s, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders at home, Jimmy G favored by 2.5. And boy, do I love the Raiders at home in this game. The Steelers stink. They pulled out a win out of their behind last week, and the Raiders got blown out of the water against Buffalo, but the Raiders.
Damn it. I tried to time it up. Yeah, he cut out a little bit. We'll give him until 27. If we can't hear him, then Will, you take over this. Yeah. All right, Will. Give us your thoughts on the Steelers going to the Raiders on Sunday Night Football.
I mean, Griff got the Raiders. I got the Raiders. The Steelers stink. Griff's back.
Dude, I mean every single episode at this point, it's something with the school. I gotta get out of here. But anyways, as I was saying, the Raiders are opening at Allegiant Stadium for the first time this year. Gotta go with the Raiders here. They played a tough game against Denver. And I think the Steelers are on their way down.
I mean, you said it. I'm right there with you. I think the Steelers pulled out a miracle on Monday Night Football. I think Nick Chubb doesn't get hurt. That game doesn't go the way it goes. But that's not that game. We're talking about the Steelers-Raiders here. I'm going with the Raiders -2.5. What do we say, Steph?
Yeah, I agree. I'm all over the Raiders. It's going to be hard for the Steelers team to really get anything going on offense. I think they have 0 yards after contact from that running back room, which is something that is abysmal, especially if you have Najee Harris as your running back. This team needs to figure it out. I think that they need to fire Matt Canada because they have some talent on offense. It's not, I don't really want to throw around blame at Kenny Pickett or any of these players just because we saw this last year with the Patriots. You have a terrible offensive coordinator and you have a young quarterback. That's a recipe for disaster. This offense can't really figure it out. 100% of the blame should go to Matt Canada. His play calling is terrible. You have playmakers get the ball into their hands, but I have the Raiders in this just because Matt Canada is the offensive coordinator. I also have the under in this game. I don't even know what it's set at, but I have the under. All right, next, let's move on to Monday Night Football. By the way, I love the doubleheaders on Monday Night Football. I think it's fucking awesome. I think that's what they should do all season long. I just wish that they spaced out the games a little bit more. That's my only critique. But we have the Philadelphia Eagles. I almost said the Tampa Bay Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles going to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. The Eagles are favored by 5 points. All right, I'm throwing a change up here. I have the Buccaneers covering at home. I love the Bucs. I think that Baker Mayfield, as I said on last episode, no one's giving him credit still. He's a tough son of a gun. He can make plays. Mike Evans is a great receiver, a Hall of Fame caliber receiver. Chris Godwin, one of the better receivers in the NFL that nobody's talking about. They still have Rashad White there as well. That defense comes to play every single week. The Eagles are struggling, especially to close out games. And I think Tampa Bay not only covers, but wins outright.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why the spread is so close, and I'm still going to take the Eagles in this game. I think that this is a ramp up for them. I love the Bucs this year, and, you know, they started off 2-0, and I love Baker Mayfield, and that defense is still there. Nobody left. Like, that defense is still one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they're going to be a contender for that NFC South. But I think that this is the perfect opportunity for the Eagles to, you know, kind of wake up in a sense and carry on going towards that Super Bowl. And if they don't do it here, they're going to have to do it very soon. So I like this team. I think that they have a chance of making it to the big game. And I think that this would be a big win to kind of propel them at the beginning of the season.
I mean, I'm right there with you, Griff. I did debate going with the Bucs here, but I'm going to stick with the Eagles -5. I do think they need to wake up a little bit. I think they need to get A.J. Brown a little bit more involved in that offense and kind of figure things out on that side of the ball. I think defense is still pretty solid, and everywhere around they're still pretty solid. But that offense needs to come in and figure it out within themselves and get the job done. Let's move on to the last game of the week, the second game on Monday. Rams going into Cincinnati to play the Bengals. The Bengals -3. I'm going with the Bengals. I think they come out and get the job done. I think it's a perfect opportunity. I think they need to do this.
Yeah, I mean, when are these Bengals going to put it together? That's the question that really everyone's been asking all season long. They've put up two duds, and we haven't seen Ja'Marr Chase sniff the end zone yet. We haven't really seen much out of Joe Burrow after that giant contract that he just signed. So this is a questionable game. It's very hard to kind of gauge these two teams because the Rams have been covering machines, although they shouldn't have covered last week. That was an absolute rig job at the NFL. Rams being 2-0 against the spread, Bengals obviously being 0-2 against the spread. This is really, obviously a Super Bowl matchup that we're looking at, but these teams aren't really the same. I have the Bengals here. I'm going to ride with the Bengals as I have pretty much all season. Actually, I didn't ride with them in week one. That's besides the point. No one really cares about week one anymore. But I have the Bengals winning this one. I have them covering -3. I think that they win by 7. And I think that the Rams' expectations go come back down to earth.
Yeah. I want to believe in the Bengals. I want to. I think I had the Bengals written down as a pick because I have Joe Burrow in Dynasty League and I need him to pull through. My Wi-Fi is terrible. I don't know if you guys can even hear me right now, but
yeah, we can.
I'm gonna go with the Rams. I think Puka Nacua has 150 receiving yards. I think Tutu Atwell gets in the end zone. I think Kyrell Williams gets in the end zone, the running back over there in Los Angeles. And I hate to admit it, but the Rams are going to be good again this year. And when Cooper Kupp comes back, that receiving core of Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Tutu Atwell is going to be very dangerous. I got the Rams covering the spread in this game. And that brings us into our lock of the weeks. For all that do not know, we take one spread each week. It is our best game of the week, our best bet of the week. Stav is 2-0 so far. I am behind him at 0-1-1. Will at 0-2. Stav, you are the winner right now. You are in the lead, so you can lead us off here. What's your lock of the week?
I'm feeling ballsy. I'm taking the biggest spread of the week. I have the Chiefs covering 13. We talked about this all. We talked about this when this game came up. There's just way too much for the Bears to focus on this game. This was the worst week for your defensive coordinator to resign against this Chiefs offense. And this defense is just going to look lost. And I can see Mahomes throwing for over 300 yards. Kelsey's going to get in the end zone. Sky Moore is going to get in the end zone. Isaiah Pacheco is going to get in the end zone. Kadarius Toney is going to get in the end zone. Everyone's in the end zone. It's a touchdown party in Kansas City. I have the Chiefs covering 13.
Yeah, a lot of points, but it's the Kansas City Chiefs. If there's anybody that can do that, it's Patrick Mahomes. And for my lock of the week, how about I ride with the boys here on the podcast? I'm going to take the Patriots -2.5 against the New York Jets. I think the Jets are going to have an absolute dud in this game. I talked about it, I would say a little bit earlier, but I talked about it a lot earlier. I don't like the Jets at all in this game. Their best part of their offense now is their run game. Perfect. How about we go up against the Pats defense? I mean, I don't think I've ever been alive when the Patriots run defense was bad. So I expect big things from that. This week from them. In terms of Mac Jones, I'm not expecting a lot. I got Zeke in the end zone. I got Ramondre in the end zone. Both of the running backs. I think Zeke on the goal line. I think Ramondre breaks one loose. And I think the Patriots win by 2 possessions in this game.
I got the Lions -3. I thought this was going to be an interesting game going in the week against the Falcons. I think it's a good matchup. I think the Lions come out here and they get the job done. I got a -3. I think their offense shows some prowess. They get it going on the offensive end. I think their defense is going to play solid. I think the Falcons are going to look a little bit lost out there, but I'm going the Lions -3 for the lock of the week. Hopefully get my first win of the year. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need it. And that's it for the episode, or is it? No.
It's not. It's not.
I have a special surprise as on Tuesday I was in class, a class that I didn't go to today, called Creative Writing. And basically we're working on poems. And we had a format of a poem and we had to write a poem. I wrote my poem about Red Zone. So I thought I should share it on the podcast. It's titled 7 Hours. Basically, the format of it is lines 1 and 3 in the first stanza have to then be lines 2 and 4 in the next stanza. and that applies for each stanza going on. So there's like a lot of repeated lines. It's poem. So anyways, 7 hours by IT5 Griff. The countdown ends and the day begins. 7 hours of commercial-free football is underway, and there's no place I'd rather be. 7 hours of commercial-free football is how I spend my Sundays through the darker seasons, and there is no place I'd rather be than on my couch all day. I spend my Sundays through the darker seasons waiting for my dinner to be ready as I sit on the couch all day with no worries in my mind. Waiting for dinner to be ready, I realize the happiness that I pursue with no worries in my mind is sitting on the couch watching 7 hours of commercial-free football. Yeah, look that up in about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Really meaningful stuff. She said, whatever you first thing that comes to mind, make a poem about it. And how could I ever not stop thinking about Scott Hansen and how wonderful of a man he is? But anyways, that's going to do it for this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys are watching on the YouTube, we hope you guys enjoyed how well Stav is dressed and how well he looks. But with that being said, we hope you guys enjoy the weekend, a full slate of games, and we will see you after it. And yeah, peace.